Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.
News for the Soul phone lines are now open. Call in now for a free intuitive reading on the air. Dial 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274.
It's time now on the News for the Soul Network for the psychic love doctor, Deborah Lee and friends. Since 1996, Deborah has done unique, powerful, life-affirming readings with a deck of ordinary playing cards using the personal prophecy card reading method her grandmother taught her many years ago. Call in now for your reading with Deborah today, 646-595-4274. Let's welcome the psychic love doctor back to News for the Soul now.
News for the Soul phone lines are now open. Call in now for a free intuitive reading on the air. Dial 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274.
You're listening to News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained since January 1997. We began our 25th year in broadcasting in January 2022, and we're just getting started, exploring the edge of human consciousness and possibility on planet Earth with founder and journalist Nicole Marie Whitney at the helm. What's really real and what's really possible? That is what we want to know. Join us at newsforthesoul.com. newsforthesoul.com.
News for the Soul phone lines are now open. Call in now for a free intuitive reading on the air. Dial 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274. News for the Soul phone lines are now open. Call in now for a free intuitive reading on the air. Dial 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274.
I'm not sure if my audio's on, but if you can hear me, Deb is just trying to connect to the board. The New York station's been down off and on, and we're now on, it would seem, because I can see some of you on the board. We just don't see Deb on the board. So that's the important bit. I'm just going to stall with a couple more intros while they dial in and stand by. Hopefully we'll be doing live in the moment readings momentarily.
News for the Soul is now in its 25th year of broadcasting. Tune in live or visit the archives at newsforthesoul.com. That's newsforthesoul.com.
You're listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network. News for your soul. Life-changing broadcasts to souls around the world since January 1997. The News for the Soul Radio Network airs daily and our archives are always totally free. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com. Call in to live News for the Soul shows daily for intuitive coaching, readings, numerology, leading edge health information, and much, much more with featured hosts from around the world. Go to newsforthesoul.com to join the next live show now. That's newsforthesoul.com.
News for the Soul phone lines are now open. Call in now for a free intuitive reading on the air. Dial 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274.
It's time now on the News for the Soul Network for the Psychic Love Doctor, Deborah Lee and Friends. Since 1996, Deborah has done unique, powerful, life-affirming readings with a deck of ordinary playing cards using the personal prophecy card reading method her grandmother taught her many years ago. Call in now for your reading with Deborah today, 646-595-4274. Let's welcome the Psychic Love Doctor back to News for the Soul now.
Hey, everybody. Wow. It has been quite a journey climbing the mountain.
Mount technology.
Yes. Get up back on the
show. Yeah. Everest is nothing compared to mount technology today.
Well, and certainly we're all very addicted to these little beasties. So let's jump right in.
All right. Let them know what's happening. Talk to the blog talkers real quick. Give them your intro, and I don't need to do mine really.
The intro. Yeah, the intro is.
I'll do mine.
I'm using ordinary playing cards for these readings. This is how my grandmother taught personal prophecies, which is what she called it. As far as I am aware, I'm the only living expert of this method. Now that Grandma has gone to the great big card reading parlor in the sky.
It's a parlor, is it?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
So anyway, I will need a moment or two when I lay out the cards for your reading, as I'm using a full 24 card layout rather than just rifling off, you know, 2-3 cards or however others do it. This is my preferred method. All right. Now, are you going to say anything?
I'm going to just do a couple of quick things. Just to let you folks know, anybody that's on Blog Talk and wondering what the heck's going on, technology, they had some issues all weekend. It seems like they're just wrapping up fixing it. We're here. We have some connection issues, so we started a Facebook reading that's in progress. We put the push to pause button, and she's patiently waiting in Australia right now. 646, I believe, right? 595-4274. That's the number to call in to get your reading. Some of you folks are in the queue. Do not worry. We are going to get to you, but we didn't want to keep people hanging, so we jumped on a Facebook on another on the other side of the world who can't call in because she doesn't have a $1 billion call-in plan for her cell phone to call around the world. So you just stand by, folks. We'll get back to the phone lines. All right, let's go back to Kara in Australia.
Yes, thank you so much for holding, hon. Now that we're back online, we're back to business.
Business.
And all of you blog talkers out there who love News for the Soul, thank you for being so patient as well. Now I'm going to resume Kara's reading. I'm going to lay out her cards. Do you have any children yourself, Kara? Did you have children?
No.
Okay.
Okay. Alrighty. Well, the cards are going down, folks. I would like to let you folks know. Some of you folks like Kara. She's in Facebook, so she can actually see the cards, too, as it's going on. But I'll try to keep you, all you blog talk news for the soul folks, we'll try to keep you up to date on what's happening. The cards are going down. We're doing Kara's reading on the other side of the world in Australia.
Yes, we are.
646-595-4274. That's the number to call in when we go back to the phone lines to get your call. The sooner you get in line, the better.
Kara, let me ask you. Are you definitely, the two of you moving toward divorce? Is going to be a permanent parting for the two of you?
I don't see any other way at this point.
Okay. That's always...
Well, I'm tending to agree with you from your cards. I don't see a lot of loyalty from your partner here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and if you don't have trust, it's like trust is extremely difficult to repair. And I'm not even sure after it has been broken if it totally can go back to what it used to be. But that, I feel that you could have found happiness in this marriage. However, your partner did not meet you at least halfway. All right.
Yeah.
This was a great pretender that you found yourself married to. This is somebody who marketed their, you know, who they are as a great package, you know,
mm-hmm.
a total package. And yet what you really got was kind of a lemon. Thinking, yeah. And you are going to find out that it was never worth all the trouble that you've gone to. Excuse me. So I really feel that the third one's going to be the charm. I really think so. For one thing, you're going to be extremely discerning and not fall for the same, you know, slick lines. And you guys are good at them. You know, that people out there, not just men, but those who engage, whether it's, you know, two women, two men, man and woman, sometimes we are being sold a bill of goods. So I think that's the case here. And it's going to take some healing on your part. But I don't think that you are going to take too long of it, mainly because I see you as a very strong and very resilient woman. And way better things are definitely coming for you. I think there will be a stretch here. I'm perceiving that there's going to be a stretch here of, like, say, no dating, no romance for a bit. But boy, when it returns to your life, wow, it's going to be really quite a connection, the kind that you've been wanting. And that is, I'm going to say, into the mid to latter part of this coming year. Now, it can come sooner because time frames tend to be very fluid. All right. Mm-hmm. A lot of times we need to give it time for that other individual, as well as ourselves, to be able to mature and evolve and become what we're going to need in the future. So it's not always, you know, right around the next corner, a whirlwind romance. But things will get better. If I had one thing to really stress to you, you aren't at fault here. I do not see where you're to blame for the demise of this marriage. I really don't.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though, for you to remember. You are a lady who has a jet engine for a mind. I mean, she's an amazing thinker. She's brilliant. And you got to watch out for those people out there that wish they were or that they had jet engine minds, but all they have is a biplane mind. So it makes you having to always catch them up, draw them pictures, that kind of thing. Not stupid, Jim. He wrote a note and he said, I've never heard you before tell anybody they were stupid.
Well, you want me to start saying things all out? I can.
It isn't about
Lookie
stupid.
Lookie dookie. You heard it here, folks.
Being slow on the uptake.
I get to say what I want out loud.
It could be you sometimes. Sometimes you're like that.
Yeah, I admit when I do stupid things. I'm not going to be one of those people that can never be wrong.
No, he will call
I'll
himself
be like,
I'd
call myself a dumbass
so
all the time.
Remember, hon, you are you're like an original designer dress as a person. Never put yourself on the clearance rack, and I don't think you ever would. But make sure you keep that bar high. All right.
Yeah.
And you are going to find the partner of a lifetime. So I can't wait to hear that from you. My favorite phrase is, I told you so.
All right.
Jim's got a Michael.
Before
you.
We depart and move on, I have a single card from the Archangel Michael, Sword of Light Oracle deck. Subject of his card is, Be the Real You. Your greatest power comes from being who you truly are. Don't let anyone sway you from expressing your authentic self.
That's nailed it right there, what you just
So do the voodoo that you do.
That's right. Because you're a hot number, honey. And you're going to have to weed through all of those Poindexters and the ones that come along that just don't have to offer you what you need. So there you go. Well, honey, I hope you stay with us and join us in the future.
Yes, on the other side of the planet. We love it.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a bit harder with the time
difference,
but I do
catch
you often enough.
That's cool.
Well, we appreciate
That's cool.
And good
Thank
luck
you
to
so
you.
Much.
Well, you head into that new year like gangbusters. Make it a strong beginning. I think this is going to be the year of years for a lot of us. And I saw it in your cards, too. So please take care. It's wonderful to meet you.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you for being patient with our... I don't know what you call that start.
Yeah.
It was a Charlie Foxtrot. You guys can look up what that means, all right? All right.
What does that mean? Oh,
cluster. I'm not supposed to say that on air. She keeps
I wasn't going to say
I'm getting
thing.
Contradictory orders here,
that's right.
You know? I am.
No, you were very, you had finesse.
Yeah.
That.
All right.
A cluster beep.
Yes.
Yeah.
Charlie Foxtrot. All right. Well, thank you very much. We're going to rock and roll.
All right, hon. Take care.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right, folks out there, 646-595-4274. That's the number to call in to get your live free reading. We're going to go back to the phone line. And I believe we have 516 patiently standing by and probably wondering what the heck if the show is ever going to start. But we are here. That is New York, 516. You are the first phone caller. Welcome.
Hello. Glad to have you on the show. What is your
Hi, Deborah and Jim. It's Kavita. Long time no speak.
Kavita.
Welcome.
Yeah.
Boy, I haven't heard from you in ages.
It has been many moons.
I know. Have you been?
Go ahead.
We're rolling here.
Rolling. Okay. I just wanted to see what you pick up for the new year. In the first few months, any interesting new things that you see happening for me?
Okay, so she would like, because it is just weeks away, very couple weeks away.
Yeah.
Okay, New Year's, what's coming for the New Year reading? Any particular interest, or are you wide open for any info?
Wide open for, how about love?
Wide open, hear that? Any topic that the cards will show, she is receptive to hear and learn more about it. Which would be like a general reading, kind of.
All right.
Sort of, kind of.
Alrighty, I am laying out your cards right this minute.
Yes, 646-595. I'm going to keep giving that number, 4274. I'm giving that number a lot more than normal. The Blog Talk Radio, the platform, is kind of just coming back to life, so there could be people coming in and out. So we want to make sure that number is quick. There, it is there. And it was kind of weird with us yesterday, too. A lot of times... Saturday's probably the show we had that was successful. We had people on, and sometimes you can actually visually see the numbers, and there's different things for clicking the microphone to take them off you and stuff. It looked like it wasn't working, but it was. The software was really acting jacked up, and I'm hearing from headquarters it still is kind of acting funky. But we have Kavita here. All right, Deb, the cards are down. What do you got?
Well, it looks like this, from my perspective, is going to be a year of options and opportunities for you, hon. It's up and down and sideways, but a lot of times really great things come to us in chaos. And I don't know, Jim, if you've ever noticed that or studied chaos or
Never saw any when I was in school. I never saw chaos on the curriculum at all.
Well, it is actually a number.
No, I never saw it on the curriculum. I'm just telling you the truth.
In the movie Jurassic Park, Jeff Goldblum
I remember that scene.
Was
yeah.
a chaos mathematician.
He was a chaos freak. But
Well, I'm seeing great opportunities for romance coming along for you. I'm especially seeing one, not the one we used to talk about, but that doesn't mean he disappeared. Remember the one that we spoke of? Who was a like a important contractor in New York City?
New York City.
building large structures, corporate structures, okay, and that he was going to actually want to bankroll you after he got to know you and fell in love with you, that he was going to want to give you a ultra deluxe studio for your artwork. And how is that coming along for you?
I have a show going on right now in a local library. I did a show. Yeah.
Good.
Well, good for you.
Good indeed.
Because there's a female on the periphery of what you're doing with your art who is keeping a very careful eye on you and what you are creating, because this woman has a big opportunity to offer you, you know. And the thing is, remember, we don't always recognize people of position or stature, we'll say, because a lot of times they, you know, move around in regular society looking like just a regular person. And that's what I believe she is. But this woman is extremely well known. I feel she has connections to, strong connections with the art world, but also in media, not the newspaper or television type, but more like the, say, I'm in an area right now that I'm unfamiliar with because okay. I'm spitballing here. Like fashion type of media, magazines. You know, they do the, what is it called, the fashion shows and stuff. But she's got her fingers in a lot of pies. And I feel this woman could definitely approach you sometime in the first part to the middle part of this coming year. So,
oh, wow.
The thing we all have to remember about these readings, I don't know about others' readings because I didn't study anything beyond this, but it's important for us to realize when the potential is there in a reading, we have to put some effort into that. It's basically as if I'm saying to you, if you go in this direction, you're not going to lose. You're going to win. And knowing that, it's enables you to want to go out there and make it happen. Okay, and then it goes into a circle again of potential. So also, I'm seeing you getting ready to start moving in different social circles. So there's going to be a great big art, like a show / expo. I don't know what it would actually be called, but you ought to get involved in that. It's going to be very much worth your while. And I think it's in the city, you know, mm-hmm. New York City.
New York City.
I knew it was going to do that again. So you are definitely standing on the threshold of a whole new future. And let that be your inspiration for the future, because you're going to create it. You're going to make your own reality, and love will follow. Love will definitely follow. Jim, right on cue.
Yes, I am. Here comes Peter Cottontail hopping down the bunny trail. All right, anyway, I have your Archangel Michael sort of light card. Subject is, you are protected. You are safe within my bubble of light. You can proceed with confidence. And that's from Michael.
There. Look at the
these Michael himself
are dead on tonight for what you're giving as the additional insight.
Yeah, sometimes they stray and they go to maybe something else in your life mm-hmm. that Deb didn't talk about. But so far, I guess she says they are continuing on. They are enhancing her reading, basically. They are, like, confirming, yes?
I think so.
All right, well, thank you for your patience, because we know we got off to a slow start, we'll say. I'll understatement it and say slow start. Yeah. We had a difficult
time.
Thanks so
much. Have a great holiday, both of you.
Seriously, though, we do appreciate you being patient and hanging on, because some folks didn't. They didn't know what was happening.
You know what's interesting is I have thought about you this month. This isn't really underway, so I'm going to say late last week. Something mainly about, and then it's, you know, not really funny. It's a, like an intuitive spark that I'm going to hear from you.
Oh, so, yeah. Are you still doing private readings, Deborah?
Yes, of course I am. Yeah.
Sure. And any of you folks out there can go to the psychiclovedoctor.com webpage. All the information
okay,
you need there is.
I'm going to contact you. Definitely.
Yep. And there's an email
I'd
link on there
that.
And everything.
I'd
too.
Love that.
Absolutely.
And I don't, for the rest of you, I don't charge an arm and a leg.
Yeah, because people only have, what, two of each. So once you cough up a couple of them, you know, unless you're some kind of lizard and they grow back like their tails or something, that's not good. So.
Well, you know, it's like people that need the insight aren't necessarily going to have bags of money to throw around. So
I'd like to have bags of money. That'd be great. That'd be great.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. And I'll talk to you soon.
Same
to
you. Absolutely.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, folks. I just typed it in. We're going to turn the floor back over to you Facebook folks right now. We got a gap in the calls. Facebook, first person that messengers, Deborah Lee. We shall do you live.
Is that good? Oh, no.
Live. Well, remember, we got off to a slow start. We had folks on there, and they probably couldn't figure out what was going on. And some people just probably thought, eh. Then they might have been on Blog Talk all weekend knowing there was problems. So those folks might have said, oh, still broke. But Kavita hung tight, and that was great for us and great for her. All right, there. Come on there, folks. Deborah's real color of her shirt was like a hunter green, I would call it.
Really?
Isn't it like a hunter green? It does have a lot of black design, but it is like a really dark green, too. Green and black, but on the video, it's going to look all black.
Oh, it does.
Mm-hmm. Right, folks, the phone lines are open. If you are in the United States, 646-595-4274. If you're a Facebooker, we're opening that door for you now, but it's not going to stay open long because we even have Catherine from Ireland.
Can you call us?
Can you do a messenger call? That would be great. You'd have to be friends with Deb, though.
I wonder if she is.
I don't know. I would say we could do the type thing, but the problem is we're on News for the Soul, and they have another show coming, so we can't, like, extend, like, when we're by ourselves. We can do extensions. They are book solid.
Yes, Catherine. She's really wanting.
Yeah, this is what we're gonna. It's gonna be bye bye.
To messenger me.
Yeah, Catherine, you can Facebook Messenger. Do that. Do it, please. And if you aren't friends with Deborah Lee, go there and make a friend request real quick. Actually, we could do an email reading while you do that. Go to Deborah Lee has typed in here, Catherine from Dublin. Go to her where she typed. Click her name that's in bold. All right, mouse click it. Go to her page.
Friends.
Okay, you're friends. Well, Catherine, do that, please. Do a Facebook Messenger call now, audio or video. Something's getting. You can do audio. And even if you do video, we're not going to show it to anybody anyway.
You have an email reading?
I have some email readings to do, but we're waiting on Catherine. Well, hold that thought, Catherine. We're going to do an email reading.
All right.
And we can pause the email. Once the cards go down, though, we're going to do the email readings. All right. Catherine, don't messenger right this second. We got our email reading we are currently doing, folks, in progress. So stand by. Elliot in Boston, he would like to know what is his true life purpose. He would like to know what his true life purpose is and if he's anywhere near being on track, and as he now is in his 66th year, he's 66 years old.
Oh.
He just recently turned 66, and he's wondering what life has in store for him now, because I guess he probably feels like he's on the last third of his life. You don't know how long you're going to live, but I get the picture.
Elliot,
he actually still doesn't know what his true life purpose is. He wants to know
if
you can see it in the cards.
I'm here to tell you that the 60s are the new 40s. So you need to get a whole new mindset. You know, just because the body is a certain age, the spirit can remain ageless. Yeah. Okay.
Hey, just hang up. I'll talk to her. Is it not no?
All right, this is for Elliot. Let's find out his true purpose.
Yes, all right, we're doing the reading right now, folks. So you'll have to because we don't have a kick butt cue system, hold system like Blog Talk Radio does on News for the Soul. So hold off. We'll let you know when that window opens up again. We shall let you know if it opens, if it does. Thank you, Catherine in Dublin. We appreciate that.
Yeah, I can't wait to talk to you.
Yeah, don't worry. Just hold tight. Hold tight. Just relax. It's cool. It's cool. We appreciate you staying up late for us. But once we get going on the reading, we got to finish it. We're finishers. That's what we do. All right. This is Elliot. Did I say Boston? Please come to Boston.
In Boston.
For the springtime. What's your favorite song?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, she loves that song.
Just that you can't really think of any other Boston tunes.
Oh, Boston, like the band, the great band.
Yeah,
now they're
yeah.
Just another band out of Boston. Yeah, I love that band, man. 80s stuff. Good stuff. And there's a lot of music that's come out of there. It escapes me, that's all.
All right, here you go. For you, Elliot. Cards are indicating to me that it is time for you to make that big change in your life path that you've been thinking about. Oh, I know you have for quite some time. You simply need confirmation that it's going to turn out as well as you dream that it will. And it will. You can't lose. You are bringing such talent, but it's beyond that. You bring such heart to everyone that knows you, all you touch. Everything in your life has been full of heart because of you. You're actually the king of hearts, which I don't think there's a better card in the deck. It's a card of an individual who can really, let's see. I know what I want to say, but I have to put a word to it. You have the unmistakable, I'm going to say energy.
Pure energy.
You have the energy to make that, you know what it is, to make it come true. And it will. And you'll make it happen. There's no way to fail at this. Because, frankly, I see divine intervention all over this for you. So I think you calling was a stroke of serendipity.
Sent an email.
Huh?
Sent an email.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Email.
Same thing. You communicated with us.
Yeah, is that right?
Whatever it is, email, calling,
yeah.
Smoke signals, whatever it be, you made contact with us, right?
Yes.
Wrap
so,
it, and I'll give the thing when you're ready.
Okay. Well, I just feel that you should contact us again so we can build on this. There are really some deep cards here. I'm going to say something I don't often say, and then Jim's going to bring you your Michael Sword of Light card.
I shall indeed.
You are in the world, Elliot, but you're not really of the world. Big difference there. Big difference. So.
All righty. Here is your Archangel Michael Sword of Light Oracle card reading. A great deck. We only break it out. It's a special deck. We only break it out on News for the Soul once a week because it's just too cool to do all the time. Subject is put your creative energy into action.
There it is.
Archangel Gabriel joins me. So you got two. Now, this once in a while, he brings in another archangel in one of his oracle cards. So now you got two. So Michael's saying, Archangel Gabriel joins me. Your creativity help you communicate your vision and motivate you to create something beautiful.
Bingo.
Put your creative energy into action, and you have two archangels there.
Wow.
Got you back. They got you back.
I don't think it gets better than that. I really don't.
Word up on that, dog.
Yeah, there you go. Up you go, Elliot. You know what you want to do. You know it. Go do it. Now it's time.
It is always,
yeah.
Well, I mean, I shouldn't say it's always a time, right? Because timing is important. But right now
yeah.
You have multiple confirmations, and now is the time. So, all right, we've opened the floor.
Catherine.
Take it. Answer it.
Oh, no, it says call back.
Oh, we'll call her back then. What the heck? Be proactive. Motivate. Let's see what happens. Hopefully don't cross paths and go, well, she's trying to call you. You call her. All right.
Hello, come on.
Stand by, folks. We are connecting to the land of Ire. Well, at least we thought we were. It doesn't look good here. All right. Well, Captain can call us then.
Yeah.
Folks.
Yes, Catherine. Now is the time.
Remember, it took her, you know, it's international. You click messenger, and sometimes you click it, and then you wait, and you think nothing's happening because things are slow. It's free software. What are you going to do, right? What are you going to do?
You know, folks, this is the time. Right now is December is winding down to start doing some serious manifesting for the next year. This is the time to put those dreams in motion and do a little house cleaning along the way. December is the time of tying up loose ends and using a lot of discernment. Look at the people around you. Are you serving them or are they also serving you as far as friendship, you know, family, coworkers? What's the matter? Are we off again?
No. I was just making sure your portal is lovely and happy.
Oh, I don't know.
I know what I shall do to test it.
You're going to call?
I am damn tootin' going to call you because I thought I heard your little computer in the other room making noise.
There she is.
Oh, never mind. Take it, Deb, when it pops.
Hello there. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Well, good to hear from
Thank
you.
Thank you for being so very patient.
Hi, from Ireland.
Yes, indeed, from Dublin.
And there you are.
From the land of Ire.
Yes. Oh, you look like a famous actress. I can't think of her actual name right this minute. I wonder if you've been told that before, that you look like someone famous.
Oh, brilliant. Yes.
Well, is this your first call into us?
It is my very first call.
Well, I love that. Go ahead.
But you no, I'm saying, but you did get to see kind of how it works, so that helps. She saw lots of readings, or well, she heard and heard some readings. But yeah, that's cool. So now you know you get to ask. You get to ask. Yeah, tell her to ask a couple questions, give us some background, and then Deb will let the cards fly.
Right. Where my disabled brother stays in us, no?
Table brother stay in a nursing home, okay.
Yes.
Anything else you want to throw in there?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, my other brother, a friend of him, man. Will my other brother be a fixer on his home?
Wow, got some turmoil and bad things happening there in the family.
Oh, don't tell me. I'm just surrounded with his mom passed in 2020.
Jesus, I guess you're waiting for a new year to come along, and hopefully it'll be better.
Well, you're very good at this.
Do you want me to do the cards, too? You don't want me to do the cards.
Yeah. The brother that is going, is he in a nursing home?
She said that.
He's okay. In a nursing home, he has cerebral palsy, and mom passed, so I looked after him for a while, but it just got too much, and he got sicker and sicker. He's in a nursing home. He wants to go back to family home, but I won't cope.
I see. Okay. And the other one is facing possible...
He lives on his own. He's a bachelor. He's not in the best of health. Fond of the drink, and I just think he's
going to
be
this. He's fond of the drink, is he?
Yeah.
Well, you're Irish. Come on.
Typical.
Come on. I mean, if you, you know, I know what you mean, though. It's okay to be fond, but you got to have a little bit too fond.
Yeah,
yeah.
Over fond.
Yeah, too much. They say too much of even a good thing can be too much, you know. So
moderation is key.
Well, yeah, and moderation is relative, you know. Yeah. New Year's Eve, you let it fly, put lampshades on, you do what you got to do.
Yeah.
But you don't lose your job, and you don't skip bills, and you know.
So you just want to just tick along and have your food at least, and that's it.
Yeah.
The saying here is you work hard so you can play hard.
That's right, but you always got to make sure you have that work thing covered. You can't.
Right.
You can't play hard if you can't work hard.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right. Those pints cost money.
Jim, I know, dreams of coming over there and drinking his way across the UK.
Well, you know, I would actually, I would yeah, I guess there's a lot of, the problem is, yeah, I would need such a long time though, a long time to go across that entire, you know, I mean, we got England, Ireland, Scotland, you know, I want to hit some Scotch, all that stuff. Anyway, her cards are down. Let's not take her time
all
away.
All right. First of all, I want to tell you, the one that's in the nursing home could be doing quite a bit better if his mental state was in a good place.
I bet.
I get that he dwells on his, you know, physical afflictions. Yeah,
cerebral palsy.
Afflictions, yeah. Yeah, well, that's it. But he still could live a very vital and vibrant life. But he is his own worst enemy in many ways. Yeah. So that's what I would tell him if he was here, you know, on the show, I would be saying, it's time to buck up there, mister, and start, being, he can be more productive. I know he's got limitations, but there is a lot that he could do that would put him in a positive place. Okay.
Yeah.
And that's for him. And I hesitate to add that I think he likes a lot of that attention and the pity.
Oh, love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he loves pity.
He
loves me and what about me.
Yeah, woe is me.
I don't
want
to have a life unless it's all about him.
So, yeah, and, you know, it's hard for people like that to give that up because...
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the other brother, what I have to say is that if this is going to happen, and it can...
The eviction?
Yeah, it's very strong here, the potential. It's actually going to be a good move for him. You can't see it now, but it will turn out to be, he'll look back, say, 6 months to a year from now, and he will be so glad to be where he is, that the change came. But, you know, when it first comes, it's like having the rug pulled out from under you.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's very difficult. But change is definitely on the horizon for him. So I'd be thinking that he should prepare. Yeah. And now Jim is going to give you.
I am.
And next time I hope you have questions.
Sorry, microphone.
For me, from yourself. Because there's good things here we have to talk about next time.
Oh, we do. Many a show.
All right.
Definitely. All right, real quick. Here is your Archangel Michael sort of light oracle card. Subject is, this is a blessing in disguise. Be patient and have faith that your angels have this situation under control. What will come is far better than you dared to dream.
Wow. That is
brilliant.
That's dynamic.
Blessing in disguise.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so very much for being very, very patient with us. We
such
know
a
that
pleasure
it's,
to meet
thank you.
You.
So much.
We know that it's very late, and we hope that you come back and return and be a frequent flyer with us.
We'd love to see you again.
Fly the friendly psychic love doctor skies.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Delightful.
Okie dokie, folks. We are going to jump
love
back
that.
To the phone lines. We're going to go to area code 520. Oh, Lisa. Hello, Lisa.
Make it.
Oh, come on.
Hi. I'll make it real quick. I know you're on a time thing.
Oh, we got some extra time added, so go ahead.
Oh, you do?
Good, yep.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Headquarters.
Okay, well, right. I was going to ask about, there was some dude yesterday that was wanting to, I went to a coffee and he's wealthy and he's nice and I've known him a very long time and I know that he was, he was just really interested in, but I'm interested in keeping him as a friend. And we went out, we've been going out a lot, me and my girlfriend, and Then there are more things lined up this week. And I just wonder what you saw. I mean, I had dinner last night. My neighbor came over for a brief time. And I just wonder what the cards see.
Okay. All right, I'm going to lay them out for you right now.
Indeed she is. She's laying them out.
Thank you. Thank you.
And thank you for calling. Did you try calling in earlier when we were having issues, or did you just happen to call in by chance now?
I called in by chance now, so I don't know.
Perfect. That's good.
Yeah.
Actually, usually earlier is better, but this actually paid off this time. There were Blog Talk, the platform, working on some major issues all week, and it looks like they're wrapping it. So you're here, and that's all that matters. And the cards are going down.
I was in the mechanic shop for most of the day. And,
oh, yeah? Were you getting a loop job?
It was something to do
apparently
with the transmission.
Apparently
not. It was something to do with the transmission. He said it was okay, though. He said it was fine for traveling and stuff. So he did his magic on the car.
Was he a magic man?
He is a magic man. He has magic fingers.
Yep. Got the magic hand, mama. Now the little heart. Little was that 70s heart? Late 70s, maybe? Mid to late 70s heart? Great. Yeah, awesome. All right, Deb, cards are down.
All right. Well, first of all, I would love to tell me, Lisa, what was the neighbor's demeanor?
What was
like?
His demeanor when you guys had your last dinner?
We were talkative. We were talking. He wants to go out with me, and I don't, I just don't, I've told him I really don't, in the past, I've told him, I don't want to do going out with him anymore because it just doesn't seem to work. And, he didn't mention that last night. He's been trying to get me to take him to everywhere I'm going, and he wants to meet my new friend and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah. And there's also his own agenda.
Well, absolutely.
Absolutely.
You will regret that. I don't have cards, but I know you will regret that because he's going to jump in, be jealous. He's going to intercede. He's going to ruin your night. But anyway, I'll let Deb get back to the cards. That's just me as a guy talking.
He is looking to keep you under surveillance.
Yeah, absolutely.
The best place and way to do it would be going with
him. To be there, and then if she starts talking to some guys, he'll probably jump in or something.
And, oh, the flaccid sultan, he does plenty of exaggerated talk about you.
Oh, yeah, because he wants to blow that up.
Yeah. He wants
his own agenda, right?
He wants your neighbor for himself.
He likes the neighbor as a good buddy. And, I've had good buddies, too, and they get girlfriends. And sometimes that's not a good buddy anymore.
No, and this Sultan, that's our nickname, everybody.
Yes. You know what? Typically, that is a good nickname, but not necessarily in this case. But anyway, we'll let that go. We won't elaborate here on this family-friendly show.
He is portraying you as a loose woman, Lisa.
Imagine that.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. Because he wants your neighbor to disengage.
Right. He has an agenda of his own.
The flaccid sultan is the one that ends up on the barroom floor passed out.
Yeah, but that's fine by him, but that doesn't he can, but it doesn't mean he can't say bad things about you when you're out.
Does. He maligns you behind
your
back. And you know what? He's really pathetic to me because if your neighbor wanted him, your neighbor would go get him. And so, all of this political, whatever you want to call it, toward you, defaming, isn't going to help him at all. But your neighbor does sort of believe this. He thinks you really don't want him along because you've got somebody else now. And you're just not telling him. So, I thought you should. Yeah, I thought you should know that.
But you can't help what other people think. People come up with their own ideas.
Oh,
they do. And there's nothing you can do about that. And you can't say, well, it must be my fault that he's thinking that. Now, people think crazy stuff up and you have no. It's not your fault if they think crazy crap up, and if they do, maybe they're a little crazy. I don't know.
Well, he's kind of pitiful in his own way, because he wants you to feel really sorry for him, and you're just not doing it. So ultimately, the two of you are beginning to drift, and this is very likely a good thing, in the sense that once a new man enters your life, and it's coming, he can simply be a casual friend, your neighbor. I tell you, girl, I'm going to have to eat these cards if this doesn't happen, but you are going to get married. It is here. It's like constantly in your readings now. And, oh, my gosh, are you ever going to be happy? And you're going to be moving away. Okay, at least according to what the cards have to say.
The cards have spoken.
They have.
Doesn't mean it's tomorrow either, though, so you don't have to, like, you know.
The cards have spoken.
They have, but
they have spoken, and we shall listen.
I have had many a client who has sat in front of me and said, you are wrong. I'm not marrying again. I'm not going to date or what, blah, blah, blah. And wouldn't you know, they said never, and you should never say never.
Never say never again.
They met somebody, fell like a ton of bricks. So, and men are the most vocal. Oh, no, I'm not getting married. You know,
depends on what age. I know a lot of women that have been like come off some marriages and got divorced, and they're like, oh, no, I'm never getting married again. And I just kind of, I laugh.
The right one's going to come along, and they're going to fall. Just like I said, it's kind of brick.
Oh, yeah, for the women, a lot of them are just lying. They want to get married again. They're just saying that. They're saying that because I think the guy wants to hear that. A potential new boyfriend wants to hear that.
Well, relocation has been very prevalent in your readings. And I do feel that's coming. Remember, you have a destiny to fulfill that we've talked about before.
Yeah.
So go ahead.
No, it's fine. It's fine. No, that's fine. That's perfect. I just don't see me dragging the neighbor along anymore. And I don't, he's breathing down my neck on it.
Yeah, and that's a sign. That is a sign.
And Lisa, you're outgrowing the relationship.
Yeah, the fact that he's breathing down your neck should be a warning sign that you don't want to do that even once.
He wants to watch you.
He wants to jump in and try to regain some control because he feels like he's lost control of her. And he figures if he comes along, he can jump in and intercede. And every time she talks to even a friend or anybody, he'll just like, hey there, jump up and put his arms around her and try to make him look couple-ish. Yeah, I can see what's going on there. I'm a guy. I see what he's trying to do.
Well, and thank you for that perspective because
he's trying to regain. He feels he has lost control, and he's trying to go out there and lasso his wild horse that has gotten away like a cowboy.
Well,
but it ain't going to work. The horse is gone.
We always did think you had a control issue.
Yeah. Yep. Well, you know.
And I think to dwell on all the good, the positives that have resulted from this relationship.
Well, she did say at the beginning of this reading she wanted to keep a friendship.
And you will.
Your cards say that?
Yeah, it's in transformation.
That's
right
good
now.
Because sometimes they don't end in friendships.
Well, what I said
is that's good.
She is in preparation for this marriage coming, and he will simply become a casual friend.
And that's cool. It's better than a sworn enemy. That's okay. Because a lot of times, you know how those breakups are. Sometimes they're sworn enemies. So, hey, even a casual friend is better than. Yep. We all know that. We've all been down
and
that.
Remember what Lyndon B. Johnson said.
What did LBJ say?
He said,
We got a sock down.
Okay. It's better. Wait, you're going to make me lose my train of thought.
Okay, we'll watch it. We're live.
It's better to have someone in your tent pissing out rather than outside of your tent pissing in. You might all need to think about that for a while.
It just makes me want to take a pee.
What?
It's just I get the urge to pee. Well, we're glad we got you in, Lisa.
Yeah,
yes,
thank you.
Wait a minute.
Thank you.
Don't touch that dial. Your card is your vibration is rising. This is from Archangel Michael. This is a time of great spiritual growth for you. You're evolving to occupy a higher energetic frequency.
These cards tonight are just right.
Well,
on.
Michael's the man, too. This is the best deck in the house. That's why we only break it out once a week.
Yeah.
It's special.
Wow. Well, Lisa, I know we'll hear from you again soon because we always do, and we appreciate that.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Take care. Have fun.
You keep on having fun now, you hear?
Thank you. You too.
All right, well, call us back. You know where to find us.
Yeah, you can look us up. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
Good night, Delisa. Or good. Actually, she's 3 hours behind us. Not even nighttime yet there. So, good evening, my dear.
All right. We're so happy to.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Nicole, for letting us extend. We appreciate that on News for the Soul.
Thank you.
Typically, the schedule is so tight that we got to rock and roll. But she let us get some overtime. So that's cool. Thanks a lot, Nicole. And we got through the technical issues. That's what we do. You're human. We adapt, we overcome, and improvise. I didn't say it in the right order, but whatever.
Is there an order?
Actually, there is. I think you improvise, adapt, and overcome, right? Or adapt and overcome is the last thing, I think, of the three. You have to do the other two things to be able to overcome the problem.
I got it.
I guess ask an ex-Marine. I was never a jarhead, so I don't know. I guess I should talk. Quit talking and let Nicole
all right.
take us to the end. Take us with the curtain call.
All right. Take care. And we will see you. Remember, we're here Mondays, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. We'll be looking for you. Bye-bye.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.